When Linda heard the greeting, "You're the yes lady. You say yes all the time," she found herself pondering those words. "Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count. And Linda Zanocco says she doesn't say yes all the time."
Someone said to me once, "Oh, you're the yes lady. You say yes all the time." And it struck me, like, I say yes to God, but I don't say yes to Linda all the time, and I don't say yes to man all the time. And to say yes, you have to say no. I have a lot of things in my life on what's optional and what's not optional. Saying yes to God is not optional.
And Linda, a self-described introvert, says she has learned to trust God and his promptings.
When I feel a prompting, I test it. And God is so gracious and kind, you don't need to fear his requests because he's going to just bring you in gently. He didn't tell me the first day to write a book. Thankfully, that was 5 years down the road. I would never think that now, 12 years later, I would have claimed 30 babies in death and done 30 funerals and spoken at the places I've spoken at. As a little introvert, I would have never in a million years thought I could ever do that. But God gently has brought me along and had me grow up in this with him. And so I just want to say to people, like, don't fear saying yes. Trust God to give you just in a portion what he's trying to teach you at the time. But also know that the saying no to yourself and the pleasures of life and the shiny objects that distract us from walking the road of abiding.
As you say yes to him, you can trust him to provide whatever you need. Do you want to hear more stories of people who have followed God's promptings? Go to MakingYourLifeCount.com.